This call is now being recorded.
Yes, it is.
Hello, I am Gunn.
And this is Tech Sully.
And, yes, I am heading off to, the place I, do armed security contracting, where, a friend of mine was gunned down last week. And,
But, to be clear, two people you work for were shot. One is still in alive, and he's said doing right, doing okay, right?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
You know, as reasonably as to be expected after you've been shot, but yeah.
Yeah. Shot three times. He had one bullet went through his leg, and the other one got stuck in the bone. But, you know, but it's a weight-bearing structure now, so he said it's okay. And the other one, or it got, I can't remember what he said, or if the doctor, I know, I'm getting his story mixed up. I'm not telling right. I wasn't there, obviously, but, yeah. The family hasn't released his name, so I'll keep it to myself as well, but,
yeah.
Yeah,
And the whole you got to get the bullets out thing is just movie hype. That's not what really happens, you know, because if it's in the body and the bleeding stopped, then you don't mess with it, so.
Yeah, that's what it was the one that's in his back, he said, was washed. So
Oh, wow.
I don't know about the one in his leg, but he said one passed right through. He was showing me his bandages, and I gotta say, watching him wiggle around in the hospital bed, I was so uncomfortable because I'm thinking, you just got shot, and you're wiggling around in the bed showing me your bandages and shit. Yeah, I'm pretty PO'd. Not gonna lie, I'm kind of hoping somebody gives me the opportunity to avenge my buddy, but I will not go full hearty into any situation. I'm going to follow the book. I'm going to make every step that we do is documented properly, and I'm going to follow all rules of proper engagement.
According to the newspaper, or not newspaper, who were these newspapers? According to the news site I read, they did arrest or take into custody three people the next day.
Well, the one of the people that got arrested was actually, and this is a really messed up part of it. So, my buddy who survived. He actually made it to the roadway, and while he was at the roadway, people came along and acted like they were helping him, and instead robbed him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just the worst people on the planet. And when my lieutenant told me that, that those people had been arrested, I said, words that I stand by, which is, I hope they get raped to death in prison. Because honestly, a uniformed officer was bleeding after being shot several times, and this person just robs him. Like it's so insane. I mean, how people possibly be.
That's the lowest of the low there. I mean, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the other, I mean, infuriating thing about all this, it sounds like, I mean, from the timing and all that, they were basically done for the day, right? They were finishing the paperwork and heading the heck out of there?
Yep. That was the last hour of the day. Move around, sometimes the shifts, the number of hours in the shift actually change, and the hours that you're working in the shift change, And that happened to be the last hour of the day for them. And basically, the people knew where they were going to be, and got them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous and sad.
This would be
a week, if we didn't have. I mean, had that not happened, man, this would have been the week you and I would have been taking a victory lap, because so many things you and I talked about came true on the news. Somebody put a gun on a drone.
Now, yes, armed drones, of course, we know are a very common thing for use by the military and the military-industrial complex, but not so much for the kind of drones you can get from Amazon. But as you pointed out, we can now 3D print guns, and we can have drones for ourselves. So you asked the question, how soon will it be till somebody pops a gun on to a drone?
Yeah, and it was probably less than 4 weeks after I said it that somebody did it. Of course, everybody's freaking out. They're like, "Oh, they should press charges against." I'm like, don't press charges against the non-anonymous guy who did this to see, hey, can you do this? And what it is, the laws haven't caught up to it yet, I mean,
my friend Travis does the news occasionally for 3D printing stuff and modifying stuff in a weaponized way.
Yeah.
And a lot of people go, hey, why got that guy arrested? And he doesn't get arrested because he's part of the military industrial complex. He actually works for one of the huge intel contractors, and he himself is also in the reserves. So,
I know we have to be specific here because you're talking intel as in intelligence, whereas in my world, intel means the Cupertino, California folks.
Bong, 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 bong.
Exactly. Do you want to keep? I mean, do you want to move on to actually talking about the news? Are you in the good headspace for that?
Talk about what?
The news.
Yes, let's talk about the news. I would like to.
InfoSec and politics overlapped a lot this week. The Jeep thing is all over the news. Have you seen that?
No. I just want to say, when it comes to InfoSec, I like the fact that my information is out there in China now, thanks to the operational, what was that, OPM getting hacked.
Yeah.
So anyone who's ever worked for the military in the past, 30 years, their information's out there. So it's like, oh, great.
Should be Australian company going, oh, please, Mike. Quite to do that. Now, right now there's a vulnerability in Jeep vehicles that were made in the last 2 years where they have a Sprint service, wireless internet service in the vehicles. And for some unknown reason, that's tied into the sound system, cooling system, transmission, brakes, and ignition. And so, as a demonstration, we can put a link in the show notes, a Wired journalist had their car shut down at 70 miles an hour on the highway, shut down, voluntarily, knowing they were going to be the guinea pig for this, but shut down while running. They stopped the brakes, turned on the wipers, turned on the air conditioner, and you're basically in a rolling death box at that point. So there's going to be a massive recall of Jeep vehicles, and not publicly part of the article, but from sources I trust inside the white hat community, who aren't as talkative as the black hat community, hackers-wise, I mean,
right.
There's at least two pre-manufacturers who are going to be releasing patches, like, as fast as humanly possible.
Wow, that's pretty messed up. Yeah, no, I'm all for the advancement of technology in vehicles, but you know, I really feel like we should be using the platform that we have for vehicles as the foundation, not like, all right, scrap everything we've had and now we're gonna start building a new thing, you know. So yeah, I feel like we get into trouble that way.
Well, yeah, I think they should be, you know, individual silos not wired together. I mean, have the remote system work with both, you know, turning the engine on but not engaging the transmission. In other words, you know, it's 4 degrees outside, or you're in Minot, Wyoming, and you know, it's -40 below outside. You want to be able to turn on the car, get it warmed up, so that way your hands don't freeze the steering wheel. Or conversely, in Phoenix, you know, it'd be nice to turn your car on, have the AC running before you get out there. And, you know, those are two technologies that work that you don't need internet access for. You're going to be within physical range of your vehicle to pull that off. Unless you park and ride or something like that, you know.
I'd like to point out a problem with automation that I've personally dealt with in the past week, which is the makers of Dodge, of Chevy Impala, they were geniuses. In 2010, they were like, wow, can you believe, Tom, back in the days, before now, people used to open their trunks with a key or possibly with an entire hand. That's insane. That's insane, Anderson. Yes, I know. Now with our incredible future powers, we can have an automated trunk opening with push of a button. Now, my car doesn't have a key fob, right? I don't have a key fob. I have to open the door, and I have to press the button. Well, guess what? The button doesn't do anything if the battery's dead. So guess where my starter kit is? It's in my trunk. You don't keep a starter kit in your glove box. You keep it in your trunk. Well, the geniuses at Chevrolet thought, let's make the trunk opening button electronic, fully electronic. There will be no way to take a key and stick it in the back and open the trunk. Nope. That's the way of the past, and we live in the future. So, your key fob won't open the trunk. The button won't open the trunk. You cannot open the trunk with your key, and that's where your starter kit is, the thing that you bought just exactly for this scenario to be able to turn your car on. But Chevy fixed that problem. So, yeah, that's my issue. Like, with all this automation, it's like, oh, it's well and great, sure, but if your battery dies, you're totally screwed.
Well, and the terrifying thing with the vehicle stuff, unless there's some way for you to set a password on your car individually, and then you tell the mechanic what your password is, there has to be some kind of master key that unlocks all of these things. That's the terrifying thing, is your mechanics are they got keys to your life in your hands with this setup currently. So, you know, we're going to have to do something smarter in the future. And I have no idea why these systems would be tied to the brakes or whatever. I mean, I don't get why there's overlap in the systems. And I mean, I know why there is. It's easy to chain everything together, easier than having it all separate.
you know, than to have separate systems, but it's like, it's not worth the risk if you get hacked. You know, it's, I've got certain systems that are air-gapped. In other words, that means there's no way data can transfer between computers. You've got to come in with a thumb drive to hit that air-gapped system if you want to put patches on it or do anything. And the cool thing is, you don't need to do many patches on those suckers because, you know, they can't get viruses because they're not talking to the outside world, you know? What's that?
I said, you're talking over my head there, brother.
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, if it doesn't need to talk to the internet, don't make it talk to the internet.
Your toaster
does not freaking need to check in on you know, Skype or Yelp. You know,
I wouldn't want it to be like
Grindr.
What?
Grindr. That's the gay dating app. Your panini maker should be able to check in the Grindr for you.
Somebody's eating a little too much dairy tonight. Hashtag won't be going out for brunch tomorrow.
Exactly. Then the other InfoSec news totally overlaps with politics. The presidential candidate and complete asshat Donald Trump gave out Senator Lindsey Graham's personal cell phone number.
You know, I just reminds me of the other Donald Trump story where he ordered John McCain a bunch of pizzas.
Jeez. I mean, like, literally, third graders do, you know, better and meaner attacks against each other. A brilliant strategy on Donald Trump's part, pissing off Marines.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even understand, what, if anyone who's like, he's gonna be the president, I don't understand. I am glad for one thing, he has reintroduced balance to the situation. The Republican Party was confusing me because the Republican Party was actually saying, hey, we don't want to just hand the party off to somebody with a familiar name or a familiar face. We want to have somebody who believes in our values, and our values are disparate and diverse, and we are not just white people or Hispanic people or black people. We are the United States of America, and we need to sort out a candidate who fits our exact constitutional mindset. And the Republicans had that high ground that they stood on, while the Democrats said, I love Hillary so much! I just love her so much! I just wish I could sell her fart! And the Republicans looked so smart. And I didn't know what to do with the world where the Democrat Party looked so just full-blown glue-sniffing slow, and the Republicans looked like the smart people in the room. And now I feel like balance has been restored by Donald Trump showing up and dragging the Republicans down to, now we're going to get some better ratings.
And I know I've quoted it before, the Simpsons line, you know, for Fox News, not racist, but number one with racists. Donald Trump, you know, he'll claim not racist, but number one with racist people I know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you while we were recording, but, you know, I ran into a rabid Donald Trump supporter for the first time.
Yeah, that was
a trip.
You know, there's a show that they play here in D.C. at night. The mainstream radio station here doesn't play Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie at night. They actually play a political talk radio show called Red Eye Radio. And while those two guys are, I want to tell you why Eric and Gary are hard to listen to. They're hard to listen to because they agree with each other so much. And then whenever someone calls in, they just, like, talk them down. And then one of them take turns. One of them talks, the other one goes, yeah, 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 yeah. And it's the most annoying thing you've ever heard. But aside from that, they actually brought up a great point about Donald Trump, and that's how liberal he is, about how he's further left than Bernie Sanders on a lot of issues. And they were going through his record and pointing out how, you know, where he falls short of the Tea Party, you know, extreme conservative viewpoints. And I thought it was pretty genius, and I really feel like some of the other hyper right-wing talk show guys, but really, I think there's only one I know of that supports him, and that's Michael Savage. Michael Savage loves Donald Trump and talks about him like he's the only hope for the survival of the country, and I don't understand it. I just don't get it.
What was hilarious, Trump tried to pick a fight with Penn Jillette, and Penn Jillette said nothing but nice things in response. You know, he makes fun of him in every possible way, and then Penn Jillette's response, everywhere he's interviewed and all that, is just like, oh, you know, he's the most like himself. He's, you know, He says things without a filter, and then after Donald Trump, you know, wasn't getting the reaction he wanted, he went, you know, dug in further and threw out, like, personal insults, and at that point, Penn Jillette goes, I don't think we should be voting for somebody who picks fights with carny trash. It was an absolutely brilliant line.
Fight with Penn Jillette. Penn Jillette is a libertarian, he's anti-drug, he's just an upstanding atheist citizen. I don't understand why you would pick a fight with Penn Jillette.
It's playing to the base. You know, Penn is known to be an atheist, so and if you're in the primaries, the only people who come out to vote in primaries are crazy people, literally. I know, I've voted. You're looking around the line going, man, these people are insane, and it dawns on you, oh no.
I'm
standing here. It's that realization, I'm not stuck in a traffic jam, I am a traffic jam, I'm part of it, you know. I'm not a flower sitting here, I'm also another car in this traffic jam. And, yeah, voting in the primary, I'm like, oh, great, I'm one of the crazy lunatics here that's voting in this primary. So that's the problem, is you have to get your base out. So because he's had, like, what, 19 different wives at this point, I can't, you know, I've lost, you know, count. He's got to play up. He can't play the, oh, you know, here's this woman that I graduated college with and we've loved each other, from the dawn of time card, you know, so he has to play up to the rabid, you know, Bible-thumping conservatives. So he's trying to pick a fight with the only atheist that these people named that's also an American citizen. You know, all the other famous ones are from some other country that, you know, that most people who hate them can't pick it out on a map.
Yes.
I mean, you ask your average rabid Trump fan, you know, to name five atheists, and they probably have, you know, Richard Dawkins, Christopher Hitchens, who's dead,
and, you know, probably Kermit the Frog. Who knows who else they could be able to come up with, you know. So,
Lisa Vigilette
was one of the top five there.
Lisa
I lost you there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Lisa Simpson. Now, she's Buddhist now, right?
Oh, I can't even keep up. I stopped watching them after they had the uncumberbatchable, was it the guy who likes to take his condom off when he's with prostitutes?
Oh, Snowden.
No, not Snowden.
Snowden.
Hey.
Snowden.
No, no.
Nope.
The guy who...
Oh, the other... The other... Assange.
He would. Snowden's the...
Assange, yeah.
The American guy who is a veteran who...
Yeah.
Who... There's honestly talk about him being, you know, like, receiving some sort of, like, appreciation for his service because of outing the government spying. And Assange, on the other hand, is a weasel who likes to get attention by outing other people's secrets, like a small town gossip. Also, he's a deranged pervert who, you know, likes to mess around with prostitutes, and he's a completely unlikable person. As John Oliver pointed out, Julian Assange cannot be made likable by Benedict Cumberbatch. He is uncumberbatchable. So, yes, Snowden is not Julian Assange, and Julian Assange.
Yeah.
Julian Assange did a guest voice on The Simpsons, and after that, I stopped watching The Simpsons because they would put him on their show, which is disgusting.
Sorry, I need to be IT whipped for that because I know the difference between the two, and honestly, what Snowden pointed out is, hey. You know, this whole thing of you know, jurisprudence and all that, and you're requiring the due process. Yeah, we've thrown all that out the window. And it's all been abused. That's, you know, some of the first things that they did is, you know, guys were checking up on ex-girlfriends or... new boyfriends of old girlfriends, or, you know, this stuff was immediately being abused.
Yeah.
And then this week, it's announced that Ashley Madison, a dating site for people cheating on their spouse, was hacked.
Hey, but it's totally confidential. Your information will never get out there. Oh, wait, I forgot the internet exists.
That's the thing is, you know, a lot of people are out there cheering for that, but it's like, no, if you, you know, if you're against the government spying on you and private companies spying on you, you have to have the same meter. You have to say, look, you know, this should be private data. Even if you don't think it's good, if you don't think it's proper, you know, I think if somebody was on Ashley Madison anyway, their marriage probably wasn't in the best position anyway.
It
might actually make a lot of people's lives better in the long run if they get away from the cheating spouses and the cheating spouses get away from whatever reason that they're feeling they're trapped in that relationship. I knew one client that had it set as his stinking home page on one of his browsers.
Dude.
I'm like, dude, you know, what if your wife comes into work and he's like, you know, honestly, at this point.
That's terrible.
Yeah, no, he was just kind of beat down, but for whatever reason, he felt like he couldn't extricate himself from the situation. So I always think about him when I heard that news, I was like, well, you know, maybe this is his out, finally.
Yeah. So, hey, honey, you know that webpage you're asking about, and I keep telling you they make snack cookies? It's actually for me to cheat on you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just caught the Dolly Madison, Ashley Madison crossover. Okay, are all these people in the right turn lane? There's not lines drawn on the road. They just redid the roads because Waynesboro just does that. I think they rent the gear for one day, so they rip up the entire town. Oh, okay.
I live in a small town like that, too. It's called Washington, D.C., where they every day during the workday hours only, they just trash the roads. I don't know. I get so upset by the way they do it too. It's just it's belligerent. It's belligerent how they slash the roads up. And yeah, they will do it pretty consistently during like starting at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well, at least they don't do it at 6 in the morning like in our area here. I mean, I literally think they probably get like a 3-8 pass with this crap because they run it almost 24/7 when they get their hands on it.
Yeah, I honestly think that they should do it you know, in the early afternoon just to screw over the politicians and lobbyists. They get to leave at 2 o'clock.
All right, so to recap today, drones with guns, inevitable. I don't think we should prosecute the kid that did it. You know, I don't know where do you come down on that?
I really think we should be moving with the technology. Our police need to be utilizing taser drones and gun drones and all sorts of drones. Police need to be smarter than the people doing the crime and the criminals. And we need to be evolving with the time as opposed to just going, hey, you should prosecute that person for evolving. Our police need to just have better drones than us. That's
where we
get on it.
Start the timer. I'm going to, I'm gonna make another prediction. We'll see how fast it comes true. I guarantee you, within a year, we'll have a company that's marketing anti-drone drones.
Anti-drone drones.
You know.
Okay.
Single-shot devices that are designed to take out a drone.
Did I lose you?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yes. People will start designing. I don't know if it'll be a drone. I predict it'll just be like a device you can set up that will I think there's going to be a lot of scam artists that are going to have like hocus pocus devices. It'll be like this sets out an electromagnetic pulse, and it really won't. It'll be a toaster.
It'll be a Mr. Microphone taped to a blender.
Yes.
And anybody that didn't get that reference is younger than me.
Yeah, people who go to Infowars.com and buy their anti-radiation pills that are made of Hocus Pocus will no doubt be ordering their electromagnetic pulse magic mic.
Or the people that were selling buying the NSA-proof antennas for your cell phone that you're supposed to put under the battery. I'm not kidding. That's another hocus-pocus hunk of crap. Let's see. Donald Trump, we believe his hair is cotton candy made out of urine. I think that's Penn's joke that got him in trouble with Trump initially, but he said that joke like 4 years ago, so.
Yes, did you like my clickbait headline that Anonymous has hacked his hair, has hacked Donald Trump's hair?
Oh, nice. No, I didn't see that, but that's spot on. Oh, also, today, so we'll see if this pans out, Anonymous has threatened Google's AdSense service.
Something I
exact same. Yeah, yeah, brace for impact on that, using the exact same phrase the day that they used the day before the stock market went all hibbledy-piggledy.
Great. I don't think I have any active campaigns, but it's still an aggravation. All right, I got to jump off here. I will talk to you later. And AK Immortal, in memory of
yes.
Adrian Kinnard. All right.
Bye. All right, be safe out there. Bye-bye.
Bye.